大卫因为一次是道出一个破口，就引来一连串神的对付。
David, because he allowed for a crack to open, then he had received a dealing from God.
Dealing from God.
因此呢，这是一个非常非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
而让我们真能看见信约里面提醒我们不要给魔鬼留地步是怎么一回事。
May we take hold of this, because for when the New Testament reminds us that not to give ground to the evil one, let us know what that meaning is.
那当然大卫这一次的引出的难处就不是破留地步的问题。
And of course, this opening that David allowed to have was not because he left ground for the evil one.
而已经进到犯罪的地位。
But he has entered into the ground of sinning.
但是我们都知道，犯罪以前定规是有事物的留下了地步。
But we must understand that before we sin, we must have left ground for it.
如果不给魔鬼留地步，人就没有可能进到犯罪的实际。
For if we have not left ground to Satan, then we would not have entered into practicing sin.
所以我们可以肯定的这样说，在犯罪以前，一定是人先给魔鬼留了地步。
So very surely we can say that before man sins, they have left ground to Satan.
因此许多许多的事情，我们不要单从究竟是罪或者不是罪这一个点上面来决定我们的脚步。
So let us many a times not to determine our footsteps on a point of whether this is or not sin.
我们必须更往前挪移一点，要看有没有给魔鬼留了地步。
But we must shift our focus and see if we have left any ground to Satan.
那我们看大卫到了因着八十八的事情，一直到现在，都是在神的不住的那个对付拆毁的底下。
Now up to this point, because of the matter dealing with Bathsheba, David is still continued to be dealt with by God.
神当时宣告了几方面的对付。现在一一都出现了。
And what God has already proclaimed now comes forth one by one.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们要留意另外的一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you must pay attention to another matter.
我们常常听见说，当神做工的时候，撒旦也在那里做工。
Many times we hear that when God is at work, Satan is also at work.
我们一般领会这一句话都是从正面去看的。
And we have in general the understanding from a positive view.
神在那里显明他的工作。
And when God reveals his work,
撒旦就跟着来破坏神所要做的。
Then Satan would immediately come to destroy that work.
这是很清楚的。
And this is very clear.
但是我们必须要留意，撒旦跟着神的工作而工作，并不只有这一面。
But we must pay attention and realize that Satan followed God's work not only from this point.
还有另外的一面。
But on another point.
那我们看大卫的事情，到现在我们可以转往这个方向来注意了。
And we can look at this point from the matters of David.
我先提给弟兄姊妹留意。
First mention to brothers and sisters so you can take notice of it.
神在哪里显明他的工作，
wherever God manifests his work,
撒旦就来阻挡神的工作，
then Satan would come to hinder the work of God.
当神在哪里管教他的子民的时候，
and when God disciplines his children, his people,
撒旦也在哪里伸出手来加重那一个神的对付 的强程度。
And Satan would extend forth his hand to add on the discipline and the degree of the work of God.
或者说得清楚一点。
Or to be more clear.
当神在那里对付神的儿女的时候。
Now when God is dealing with his children,
神是有一定的界限的。
God would have his boundary.
因为神一切的对付是为了把神的儿女挽回到他的面前。
Because all the work that God does, the purpose is to bring back his children.
但是当神在那里借着对付来挽回神儿女的时候。
But when God works there,through his dealings to cause his children to return,
撒旦就会伸出手来把神所带出的那些对付往前推一下。
And Satan would come forth and extend his hand, and using those dealings he'll push it a step further.
也就是说当神到了他要把人带回他面前的时候。
In other words, God'sboundary is when to a point where it's enough to bring back his people.
撒旦就挡在那里，不让神回转，不让人回转。
Then Satan would stand there and hinder not for the people to return.
不仅是不让人回转，并且还把人往前推一下。
Not only not for them to return, but push them forward.
那我们常常听见这样的话说。
And many times we hear this.
我们要追求爱主的时候，撒旦就拦住我们，不叫我们爱主。
When we pursue forth to love our Lord, then Satan would hinder us from loving Him.
当我们不要爱主的时候
，and when we do not want to love the Lord,
那撒旦就会把我们继续扣留在、拘留在不爱主的那一种光景里边，并且加深那个程度。
And Satan would cause us to remain and retain in that condition of not loving the Lord. In fact, he adds on to the degree.
那我们能看到这样的一件事情来看我们今天晚上开始看的当年的历史的时候，我们就看得很清楚。
And when we're able to see this point before we look into tonight's history, then we can see it very clearly.
大卫给亚沙龙追赶是神的定义。
That it is God's God determined for David to be pursued after by Absalom.
但是神量出来的界限只是让大卫给追赶。
But the boundary set forth by God is only for David to be pursued after.
神不允许大卫受任何的损害。
And God would not allow for David to be harmed in any way.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们看到十六章末了的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when we look to the end of chapter 16,
我们就看到一些事情发生了。
We can see a few matters.
因为那些事情的发生不仅是大卫给追赶
，Because those matters not only deals with David being pursued,
并且是要大卫的命
，But it is to take David's life.
那若是我们看到这一点。
Now we just look at this point.
我们就看到这里所发生的事情已经变了质了。
Then we can see that the nature of this matter has already changed.
开头那一段是神的管教。
First part of it is God's discipline.
现在开始是撒旦的手加进去。
Now what it begins here is added on by the hand of Satan.
那为什么撒旦手又加进去呢
？And why did Satan put forth the
那我们必须要先找出这个主题来。
Now we must first find this.
然后我们看下去才能看得够清楚。
And then when we continue to read on, we can more be more clear.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们读这一个段的长段的历史的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we read this long part of history,
盼望主给我们永远的记住这一段历史的主角。是大卫。
May the Lord always let us remember that the main character of this history is David.
虽然在这些事情发生的时候，好像有好些个人物出现代替了大卫的地位。
But even though when all these events occur, that there are many characters who come forth seemingly to take the place of David.
比方说，最近我们读的这一段。
For instance, in this part that we're reading right now,
你就看见亚沙龙好像代替了大卫。
You see that it seems like Absalom has taken the place of David.
但是好像是亚沙龙代替大卫。
And it seems like Absalom takes the place of David.
我们却不能忽略大卫。
But we cannot neglect David.
我们仍然把亚沙龙看作一个配角。
We must still look at Absalom as a side character, a supporting character.
Supporting actor.
A supporting actor.
我们要注意这一点。
We must pay attention to
this.
That main character is always David.
为什么是大卫?
And why is it David?
因为神要用着大卫在这一个段时间的里头来成就神托付给大卫的两个知识。
Because God wants to use this time to accomplish in David the two ministries he has entrusted to him.
一个是建立国度,
one is to establish the kingdom,
一个是预备建殿,
and the other is to prepare for the building of the temple.
那这两件事情是神在那一个时候要借着大卫来带出来的。
And these are the two matters that God wanted to use David to bring forth at that time.
正因为大卫是带着这两个那么大的知识,
and it is because David carries such these two such great ministries.
神，大卫没有出毛病，而神没有管教大卫。
And if David did not have any faults and God did not deal with David,
撒旦已经要想办法来对付大卫。
Satan would still think of schemes to deal with David.
何况现在大卫出了毛病，神管教他，那更给撒旦一个好机会。 来对付大卫。
Much more now that David has erred and God is dealing with him, so Satan has a reason to add on to that to deal with David.
那所以事情发展到现在的时候，就从神管教大卫这一件事上面变成的复杂了。
So when the event comes to this point, just from God disciplining David, it becomes more complex than that.
那复杂在什么地方?
And why is it so complicated?
撒旦的手加进,
because Satan's hand has been added in.
撒旦的手要做什么呢?
And what is Satan's hand in there to do?
要除掉大卫,
is to get rid of David.
因为除掉大卫, 神的国度的建立就要中断了。
Because if he got rid of David, then the establishment of God's kingdom would end.
要建造圣殿的事情也受一点
And the matter of building the temple would be hindered.
虽然撒旦也明明晓得他不能阻挡神的那个旨意的执行,
and even though Satan knows clearly he cannot stop the will of God being accomplished,
但是他还是要尽他的所能去拦阻神手中所要做的工,
but he still must try his very best to try to hinder the work of God.
那现在弟兄姊妹们, 当我们抓到这一点的时候，我们来看那个历史上的发展。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we're able to grasp this point, let us look at the events take place.
那16章的末了,
Now, at the end of chapter 16,
弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
有一个人, 那个人叫做亚西多夫。
There's this person by the name of Ahithophel.
那这一个人很多计谋的。
Now this person had a lot of schemes.
并且这一个人，他的计谋啊，都是只问只求成功，就不问那个有一句话怎么说了？只问成就就不摘手段。Now,
this person's all his scheming would just want to succeed no matter at which cost.
那所以他所做的计谋都是非常的阴险的。So
all his scheming are very treacherous.
但是这一个人从前是跟随过大卫的。But
this person previously had followed David.
也曾帮助过大卫的。And
he had helped David.
但是稀奇的很。
But very amazingly,
现在亚沙龙背叛的时候,
now when Absalom revolted,
他来帮助亚沙龙,
he came to help Absalom. And he wanted to put David to death. And he wanted to cause David to have no return. And so he had this scheme.
叫亚撒龙去奸污大卫的一些妃嫔。
So for Absalom to sleep with the concubines of David.
这样来移动大卫的怒气。
And just by doing this to anger David.
照他的说法就是说，这样让以色列人。 因为永代你又知道大卫对你不好，所以就更帮助你去对付大卫。
And his way of thinking is that he, by doing this, then the Israelites who support you know also that you have become a stench in David's nostrils, then they will even help you more.
那现在我们就要来注意这一个人。
Now we must pay attention to this individual.
但是我愿意提醒弟兄姊妹，当我们注意这个人的时候，我们不把他代替大卫。
Now when we look at this person, I must remind brothers and sisters that do not let him take the place of David.
我们要问的,
what we must ask,
为什么这个人那么恨大卫?
Why did this person hate David so much?
他是帮助大卫的,但现在所有的表现都是恨大卫,巴不得大卫死掉。
He had helped David, but now all he's doing is that he wants to put David to death so much.
那当然是他这个人本身是有问题。
And of course it's the individual himself that has a problem.
但是我们不能不注意背后推动他去做这些事情的那一个撒旦。
But we must not neglect that it is Satan who is pushing him to do this.
虽然圣经没有记载撒旦的工作,
and even though the Bible does not record the work of Satan,
但是我们从原则上看见撒旦的手在这里,
but from principle we can see the hand of Satan here.
那这一个人,
now this individual,
你能看见他是非常的自负的,
and you can see that he is very
自以为了不起的,
and he thinks he is very he's very conceited.
因为他认为 他一切的思想是最高的,
because he thinks his way of thinking is the highest.
他想出的办法是最好的,
and the ways that what he thinks up is the best way.
任何一个人接受他的想法, 那个人非成功不可,
and whoever accepts his ideas would succeed.
他就是这样的一个人,
and this is what kind of person he is.
所以这里就说到, 那时就是16 章的那个24节,
and that is
23节,
that's what's recorded in verse 23 of chapter 16.
他那时亚西多夫所出的主意好像人问神的话一样,
and the counsel of Ahithophel which he counseled in those days were as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God.
你就看到他自己是把他个人看作如同神一样,
and he looked upon himself as he was God.
但是问题碰到一个大卫,
but the problem is that he had come into contact with David.
虽然他曾经给大卫出过很多的主意,
and even though he had many ideas for David previously,
但是我们有理由相信 大卫并不完全的听从他的主意,
but we have reason to believe that David has not completely listened to his ideas.
因为弟兄姊妹，你看过去大卫所做的，他碰到最大最艰难的事情的时候，他绝对不会忘记拿着以弗德去求问神。
That remember when David encountered the most difficult times, that he would never forget to take the ephod and to inquire of God.
他做一切的定规都是从寻求神那里领会神的意思和定规下来的。
And every time he would go back and come to inquire of God before he settles.
那所以他就知道他在大卫的心思里, 大卫并没有把他看作神。
And so he knows that in the heart of David, David did not look at him as God.
也就是说
and that is to say
他在大卫的跟前能给大卫的影响并不是很大
that in the presence of David he did not have much influence for David
那所以他这个人心里面就有了一点气
so this person had some grudges against David
他气大卫好像有猪有眼无珠
and he was angry with David that David had eyes but he did not see
不会欣赏他这一个人才
and that David did not admire his talent
所以里面就有股怨气
and so he felt he was angry
所以当亚撒龙一背叛的时候他就转过来跟随亚撒龙
So when Absalom revolted, he immediately turned to follow Absalom.
甚至要把大卫杀掉。
Even to a point to kill David.
因为底下十七章你就看见他出一个主意，就是说我就是要杀大卫。
And we can see that in chapter 17, he had this idea that he wants to kill David.
那么结果神借着大卫安排在他那里的有另外一个人破坏了他这个计谋
and now God has already arranged for a friend of David to be there to destroy this plan of Ahithophel
那结果他就很不得意
and so he did not take this well
那是因为什么你就翻到十七章那里看看看看亚西多福的 结局
So let us turn to chapter 16 and see the result of Ahithophel.
那十七节的二十三节。
And the verse 23 of chapter 17.
亚西多福见不依从他的计谋，就背上驴归回本城，到了家，留下遗言，便吊死了，葬在他父亲的坟墓里。
And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose and got him home to his house to his city and put his household in order and hanged himself and died and was buried in the tomb of his father
用人的话来讲他实在有点怀才不遇的感觉有本事但是没有人想欣赏
and so he felt that he was very talented but there was no one there to admire him
哎呀他觉得这样倒不如死掉算了
and so he felt why not just die then
那他就是吊颈吊死了
so he hung himself
但是你看清楚
but look clearly
这个人是很精明的一个人
that this was a very clever individual
表面上好像是怀才不遇
and even though on the surface it seems like his talent
实际上他看见他自己的结局没有好下场
but indeed he saw that he would have no good result
因为他看见大卫活着一天大卫一定能复活
because he knew that when David was still alive he would regain his kingdom
那如果大卫能复活的话那他就并不会活不能活
and if David was able to regain his kingdom then surely he would
die 与其给大卫羞辱他倒不如自己去吊死好
and since he might be shamed he would be shamed by David why not hang himself to death
这是亚西多福的下场
And this is the result of Ahithophel.
但是我不是注意他的下场。
But let us not pay attention to his result.
我是注意他的动作。
But let us pay attention to what he did.
用着你留意这一个人的动作，只有一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention that this person only did one thing.
就是把大卫置于死地。
And that is to put David to death.
你很难想象一个曾经辅助大卫的人。要把大卫置于死地
It's hard to imagine that an individual who once supported David would want to put him to death
你很难想象大卫的儿子亚撒龙会要把自己的父亲置之死地
And it's hard to imagine that Absalom would want to put his own father to death
但是在这两个人的身上所显出的这样的一个动作
But from these two individuals what their actions reveal
明明是冲着大卫而去的
It's very clearly pointed at David
那为什么当就是冲着大卫而去呢
And why is it rushing toward David
当然从人来看的时候大卫死了那个国位就
And of course, from man's view, that if David would die, then Absalom would gain the kingdom. But the problem is here.
大卫的那一个国权 不是从人那里来的。
That the authority of the throne of David did not come from man.
人要除去大卫, 那就是要除掉神的旨意。
And if man wants to get rid of David, it is wanting to get rid of the will of God.
我们若是了解到这一个关系的时候, 我们就懂得, 这个事情不是出于人,
and if we understand this relationship, then we will understand that this is not from man.
这个主意的背后是仇敌的一个阴谋,
and what is behind this is a scheme from the enemy.
我要阻挡神永远旨意的成就,
in order to hinder the eternal will of God being completed.
我愿意弟兄姊妹们能非常准确地抓牢这一点。
And I desire for brothers and sisters to grasp onto this fully.
如果大卫真的给除掉了,
and if David was to be taken care of,
那就不是所罗门做王了,
then it would not be Solomon to be king.
眼前的就是神允许所罗门做王, 但是所罗门不能做王。
And in the near future, we can see that God has already promised for Solomon to be king, but he cannot.
那这是眼前的,
and this is what we can see in the near future.
但是从永远来看,
but from the eternal viewpoint,
如果大卫给杀了,
if David was to be killed,
所罗门不能做王,
Solomon cannot be king.
那么弟兄姊妹们, 你就看到有一件事情不能成就,
then brothers and sisters, you can see that a matter cannot be completed.
是什么事不能成就呢?
And what matter cannot be completed?
不是国度的建立, 也不是圣殿的建造,
it is not just the establishment of the kingdom or the building of the temple.
虽然这两件事都是大事,
and even though these two are great matters,
但是还有一件事情比这两件更大的,
but there is a matter that is even greater than these two.
什么事呢?
And what matter is that?
弟兄姊妹有没有想到,
brothers and sisters, did you think?
基督的出生就断了那个线索,
then the birth of Christ would have ended.
弟兄姊妹看到这一点呢?
The line would have ended. Do you see?
当我们看到这一点的时候,
and when we see this,
你就看到这一个动作不是人的动作,
then you can see that this is not the action from men.
这一个动作乃是撒旦的动作,
and this is an action from Satan.
他要截断神永远的旨意的执行,
and he wants to cut off the accomplishment of the God's eternal will.
就如同这个事情以前, 以色列人在埃及要给除灭的那个光景是一样,
and this is the same condition when the Israelites were in Egypt and they were to be destroyed.
又像犹大被掳的时间就是以斯帖记所记载的那一段历史,
and
犹大人所遭遇的事情一样,
and it is the same as in Esther when the tribe of Judah was taken captive.
我愿意弟兄姊妹当我们读旧约的历史的时候你一直要看到这一点,
and may brothers and sisters continue to see this point when we read the history in the Old Testament.
好多好多好多次撒旦的手伸出来就是要截断神那永远旨意执行的那一些环节,
and many times when Satan puts forth his hand, it is to cut off the execution of God's eternal plan.
如果我们看到这一个属灵的事实的时候,
and when we're able to see this spiritual truth,
那这些实际发生的历史, 它本身的意思就没有什么很重要,
then the actual events in history would not be that so much important.
重要的乃是, 那是历史所带出的, 神的旨意受阻挡,
but what is important is that history brings forth that the will of God has been hindered.
那所以当我们看到这里的时候, 我们看到这个历史已经在神的管理底下开始发生变化了,
and so we can see that the history under the sovereign reign of God has been coming to change.
在这个事情以前, 单纯是神的管教。
And before this, it was just merely the discipline of God.
从这个事情开始，撒旦的手就扎了进来。
And from this point on, Satan adds forth his hand.
就整个的历史混合着神的管教和撒旦的对付。
And for the entire history, not only to have the discipline of God, but to also consist of the dealing from Satan.
那是我们往下去看的时候，我们就很清楚的分开，能分辨出这两方面的事。
So when we continue to read on, we must separate these two matters very distinctly.
我们一直看下去的时候，你仍然看见神管教的时候。
And when we continue to read on, we can see God's discipline.
但同时你也看见撒旦的时候。
But also at the same time, we can see the hand of Satan.
那在这样的情形里头，我们就不能单注意那个表面的那个事情是怎样发生。
So under these circumstances, we cannot just see on the surface how these events are taking place.
我们必须从这个表面的事情的里头看到背后的是谁在那里发动。
And so from the actual surface of these events, we must look behind the scenes to see which hand is pushing for this.
这个部分是神的工作还是撒旦的工作。
Now this portion of it, is it the hand of Satan or the work of God?
如果是神的工作，那神工作的目的是什么？
And if it's the work of God, what is God's purpose?
如果当中混合了撒旦的那个掺杂，那他掺杂的目的又是什么？
And if it also consists of Satan's work, then what does that contain?
那所以我们往下去的时候，我们就注意这一个了。
So when we continue to read on, we must pay attention to this.
那现在我们回过头来看亚撒龙。
Now let us return and look at Absalom.
那亚撒龙到了这样的一个时候呢，他已经整个的形势已经造成功了。
And at this time, Absalom has already set his force in place.
好像差不多整个以色列都已经跟随了他了。
And seemingly the entire nation of Israel has followed after him.
他做王的事情应该是没有难处了。
And the matter of him becoming king would have no
hindrance. 他已经进入耶路撒冷。
And he has already entered Jerusalem.
他已经坐上王的宝座。
And seated on the throne of the king.
而现在他继续是追赶大卫。
And now he continues to pursue after David.
大卫好像完全没有还手的那个能力。
And it seems like David has no strength to defend himself.
那所以亚撒龙做王是做定的。
And so it is for sure Absalom would be king.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
亚撒龙从一开始
from the very beginning
他的地位就在神面前错了。
Absalom's place before God was wrong.
他可以给他父亲为难。
He can give his father difficulty.
但是他就不能抢夺他父亲的王位。
But he cannot take the throne of his father.
而不是说大卫的王位永久要留在大卫的手上。
It's not to say that David's throne would always remain in the hand of David.
但是神并没有安排亚撒龙来接续大卫做王。
But God did not arrange for Absalom to be king after David.
那所以在亚撒龙所做的事情的上面。
So upon the matters that Absalom did.
虽然从一面来看，神是用着他的背叛来管教大卫。
It seemingly on the one hand that God has used the revolt of Absalom to deal with David.
但是呢？亚撒龙本身也犯了两个大错误。
But Absalom himself had committed two great errors.
那这两个大错误就造成亚撒龙落在撒旦的手里，成了撒旦对付神的工具。
Now because of these two great errors, Absalom has given himselfallen into Satan's hands to be used as an instrument to deal with David.
那我们看看亚撒龙，他犯了什么两个大错。
Now let's look at Absalom, which two great errors did he commit?
头一件事情。
The first.
亚撒龙一切的所作都跟律法发生了抵触。
That all that Absalom did has conflict with the law.
那弟兄姊妹，这个律法不是人间的律法。
Now this law is not the law of men.
这个律法是指着神在西乃山传给摩西的那个神的 诫命律例和典章。
And this law was at Sinai through Moses that God gave His law, His statutes, and His commandments.
而这个律法乃是神在他的百姓中间实际的执行管理的，那就是根据。
And this law practically rules, governs His people.
那现在你就看见亚撒龙所做的事情跟律法明明是抵触的。
Now we can see clearly what Absalom did is against the law.
他跟大卫的妃嫔同寝，那这个就等于跟他的庶母同寝呢。
And for him to sleep with David's concubine is to sleep with his stepmother.
是 stepmother 吗？有什么领会就好。
As long as you get the point, it's fine.
应该是有另外一个。
Maybe there's another term for this.
因为那是妃嫔，在辈分上面来说是他的母亲的那个辈分。
Because those concubines of David are just position wise, they are his mother.
那这就我们读利未记的时候你就读到，你不可牵开你你不可和你和你父亲的那是什么，不，这就是好像牵开你父亲的衣襟。
And just like it says in the Levites that you cannot sleep with your father's wife, your father's wife.
那这是头一件事情。
And this is the first matter.
这样的人按照律法所定规的，要给处死的。
Such a person under the law must be put to death.
那所以亚撒龙在神的光里面，他已经死了一次。
So under the light of God, Absalom has already died once.
那还有
and
他定义要杀大卫，
that he determined to kill David.
那就是杀父亲了，
and that is to kill his father.
那这个事情太清楚了，
and this matter is too clear.
在律法上面这又是该死的，
and under the law this is also deserving of death.
那亚撒龙应该是第二个死刑了，
and this is the second execution of Absalom then.
那这是在他所做的，在人眼前我们所看到的，
and this is what he did before man that which we can see.
如果我们再往前，
and we continue to look
去看
呢， if we see,
虽然暗嫩是该死的，
even though Amnon was worthy of death,
但是亚撒龙这样的杀暗嫩，那是叫做故意杀人。
The manner in which Absalom killed Amnon was intentional.
那在律法上面又是该死的，
and under the law it is also deserving of death.
第三个死刑已经在亚撒龙身上出现了，
and this is the third death sentence for Absalom.
那这些都是在人的眼前看得见的，
and this is what man's eyes can see.
但是更严重的是另外的一件事情。
But what is more serious is this other matter.
他不仅是抵触神的律法，
not only did he have conflict with the law of God,
他也在对付神的计划，
but he is also dealing with the plan of God.
那这个对付神的计划的这一点刚才我们轻轻提过，
and we have just touched upon this point of dealing with the plan of God.
他要杀掉大卫而代替大卫做王，
and he wants to kill off David and take the place of David as king.
这一个就影响了神那个永远的计划的执行，
and this would affect the execution of God's plan.
直接是在那里对付神，
and it's directly dealing with God.
直接的站在与神为敌的那个地位上，
and it's directly standing in the position as enemy of God.
那是当我们看到亚撒龙这样的一种光景的，
and when we see Absalom's condition,
你就看见亚撒龙所发表出来的不单单只是他个人的心思。
So you can see what Absalom manifests is not only his own mind,
乃是同时发表撒旦在人心里头的那一个吹动。
But it also manifests Satan's desire to incite man.
那所以亚撒龙往下的事情你就看见。
So
变本加厉了，就变得更厉害了。
So in the events of Absalom to come, you can see that he turns even worse.
起初只是准备推倒大卫。
At the very beginning, he just determined to revolt against David.
以后他就要根本就要杀掉大卫。
And now he wants also to kill David.
并且还要摧毁犹大。
But also to destroy Judah.
那弟兄姊妹们，那这个事情在神的永远的计划的里边。那是太大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, such a plan is too great in the,、against the plan of God.
那么现在我们要来注意一些事情。
Now let's pay attention to a few.
因为当我们看了这些事的时候
，Because when we look at these matters,
我们要留意两方面的事。
We have to pay attention to two sides of things.
第一方面
，On the one side,
乃是当神在人身上做工的时候，撒旦也有他的假冒的工作掺杂在其中。
That when God works on an individual, Satan also has this deceitful ways of working, complicating things within.
所以我们看到亚撒龙的事情对大卫来说，不单是神的管教。同时也是撒旦的攻击。
So when we look at this matter of Absalom, it is not to David, it's not only the discipline of God, but it is also an attack from Satan.
而这两个情况都混在一起。
And these two things are confused together.
那么另一方面我们要来看到的呢
？And on the other thing we must look at,
从18章的27节开始
，starting from verse 27 in chapter 18,
你看到大卫在以色列人那一边，就是在约旦河的西边，一直给追赶到一个地步，没有容身之处。
As David was fleeing from the west of the river Jordan to a place that he cannot have a place to hide his head.
但是到了，他过了约旦河，到了约旦河东。
Now when he has crossed the river Jordan to the east.
你就看见一个非常有意思的事情。
Then you can see something very interesting.
什么事情呢
？And what matter?
在约旦河东，大卫没有遭遇到对付。
That east of the river Jordan, David was not dealt with.
却是接受了非常非常需要的接待。
But on the contrary, he received a very much needed welcome.
在接待大卫的人中间，叫我们看出很不寻常的一件事。
And in those individuals who welcomed David, it causes us to see something that's not normal.
什么事情呢
？And what matter is that?
不仅是在河东的以色列人欢迎大卫
，but not only the Israelites east of the River Jordan welcome David，
连在约旦河东的外邦人也来给大卫安慰
，that even the Gentiles east of the River Jordan came to comfort David。
而这些外邦人，圣经里边特别记下来的是亚门人
，and the scriptures specifically recorded these Gentiles as Ammonites。
弟兄姊妹记得前不久大卫跟亚门不是发生过征战吗
？Brothers and sisters, don't you remember just a little back that he was in battle?
如果站在民族的立场或者站在国家的立场上面，那亚门人对大卫来说，那是不但不能欢迎他，并且一定还要在他落难的时候。来给他更多的难堪。
Now, just on the grounds of different tribes or different nations, the Ammonites should not only not welcome David, but also in his difficult times to give him even more hardship.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看到那里一些亚门人出来欢迎大卫。
But brothers and sisters, you can see that the Ammonites came to welcome David.
而为大卫和跟随他的人预备粮食。
And to prepare are needs for are supplied for them, as in chapter 17.
然后你又看见在那边的以色列人 他们也同样的接待大卫
And the Israelites on the east also welcomed David
为大卫和他的跟随他的人带来许多的粮食
And to bring much food and supply to David and those who followed him
不仅是粮食
Not only food
并且是带来安慰和同情
But also comfort and compassion
而带来对他们的想念
And to that they were thinking of them.
他们说，您在旷野当中一定是饥渴困乏了。And
they said to him that when you are in the wilderness, you must be hungry, weary, and thirsty.
这是安慰的心情的表达。And
this is manifested in their comfort to David.
那弟兄们，在这些事上面，我们看到什么呢？
But brothers and sisters, in these matters, what can we see?
大卫现在。 是在神的惩治的当中
Now David in this time is under the discipline of God
但是在神的惩治的里面 我们仍然看见神并没有停止 让他去享用神
We can still see that even under the discipline of God God has never ceased to let David enjoy himself
在这个受惩治的过程的里头
under the process of this discipline
神没有让大卫的里面黑暗
God did not allow for David's inside to be darkened
神借着那一个环境来苏醒大卫来恢复大卫的信心
that through the environment God wants to revive David and cause him to be awakened
神借着这些人外邦人跟河东的以色列人 来显明一件事情 他仍旧没有给神忘记
That God wants to reveal to David through these Ammonites, the Gentiles and the Israelites that he was not forgotten by God
特别是那些亚门人在其中
Especially with the Ammonites in their midst
就牵涉到 将来神的国不是单有以色列人也同时有外邦人
And this also in connection in the future that God's kingdom not only would have Israelites but also Gentiles And this is manifested here
所以看到这里的时候我们看到一个非常明显的对照
And so when we see this point we can see a very clear reflection
上面你看见当神在那里 对付大卫的时候 撒旦也掺杂在其中
That prior to this when God was disciplining David Satan added his hand
要叫大卫没有路可走
To cause David to have nowhere to run
但是在另一面你又看到
But on the other hand
神在管教大卫的时候
That when God is dealing with David
神没有放弃大卫
God did not forsake David
神仍然在那里看顾大卫
God is still there protecting David.
神仍然大卫在那里去享用神的自己。
And David is still there enjoying God himself.
我们感谢。
We praise and thank the Lord.
那如果是我们把大卫这一段的经历拿到我们的身上来的时候,
Now we're put the experience of David here upon ourselves.
那就非常有用处。
Then it's very useful to us.
就是我们承认我们要拣选神的时候我们那个拣选的道路并不那么顺畅的可以一步一步的往前。
For us to choose God on our path it would not be so smooth step by step
我们常常会碰到有一些的阻挡
And many times we will come to many hindrances
有些阻挡是纯粹是 仇敌的阻挡
And many of those hindrances are just mere hindrances from Satan
但是有一些阻碍是我们自己的愚昧造出来引动了神的管教
But many of those blocks are caused by us that would bring forth God's discipline
但当神管教我们的时候撒旦也掺杂也把他掺杂的东西送进来
And then when God deals with us, Satan would contaminate that with his own thing.
我想我们弟兄姊妹会经历过这些。
I'm sure brothers and sisters may have experienced
it. 有些时候我们软弱,
many times when we're weak,
神允许我们软弱,
and God allows for us to be
weak, 乃是叫我们从软弱的当中领会我们不能离开神,
in order for us to understand that we cannot depart away from God.
可是当我们在落在软弱当中的时候呢?
But when we're in that weak state,
常常有一些心思意念来,
many times we have thoughts and different ways of thinking,
你这个人没有盼望的,
that you're hopeless.
虽然神是怜悯人的神
and even though God is a God of mercy,
但是神怜悯别人不会怜悯你
God will have mercy upon others but not you,
因为别人比你强
because others are stronger than you,
别人愿意寻找神
others are willing to seek after God,
你是不会寻找神
and you would not seek after God,
所以神不会怜悯你
so God would not show you,
就算你要去寻找神
and even though you would seek after God,
神说你看看你那么长久的软弱我也不要
then God would say look at you, you're so weak for so long, I do not want you,
感谢神，神从来不会说这样一句话。
But thank God, God would never say such words.
神从来不会说我不要你。
God would never say I do not want you.
什么人会说神不要我们？
Which kinds of people would say God does not want us?
只有撒旦会说。
Only Satan would say these words.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们要是回顾我们跟随主的路上，是不是曾经碰上这样的？
Now, if we look back on our path of following the Lord, do we have these kind of experiences?
那若是我碰上这种光景，我们就懂了，我们就懂了撒旦的贪掌。
And when we encounter these kind of experiences, then we understand this is the contamination from Satan.
那当我们一看到、领会到撒旦有掺杂在其中
，And when we come to understand that Satan also has his hand in there,
那我们必须学会了。把一切从仇敌来的东西分解出去
and we must come to learn to separate all the things from the enemy
把所有从仇敌来的东西拒绝出去
and to reject all the things from the enemy
我们保守自己在神的管教的底下
and we keep ourselves under the discipline of God
我没有怨言
we have nothing to grudge
因为是我们得罪了神，神管教我们，
because、
我们没有话讲。
Because we have sinned against God and God is disciplining us, we have nothing to say.
但是我们却不能允许，在神管教我们的时候，让仇敌也插进他的手来。
But we cannot allow for Satan to add on his hand when God is disciplining us.
我们必须靠着主的怜悯，拒绝那一些从仇敌来的。
And by the mercy of God, we must reject all the things from the evil one.
同时
and also at the same
我们对神并不失望。
We would not lose heart to God.
因为我们深深的知道。
Because deeply we know.
神是一直纪念着我们。
God has always remembered us.
神没有一刻忘记我们。
And he has not forsaken us for one
尽管moment. 神在管教我们的时候，他也没有忘记我们。
And even though in the times of his discipline, he has never forgotten us.
啊，那个话是何等的安慰了我们。
How comforting are these words?
妇人也能忘记她吃奶的婴孩呢。
How can a woman forget his babes that are drinking the milk?
之或有忘记
and even though it may be forgotten
我也不会忘记
God would not forget us
这是神对那些落在神管教里面的百姓说的话
and these are the words that God says to his people who are under his discipline
而这不是神向那些顺命的儿女说的话
And these are not the words that God says to his people who obeys him.
这是神对那些悖逆的儿女们所说的话。
And these are the words that God says to his children who has gone against him.
神的儿女虽然悖逆神，但是神说，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩。
And even though God's children may forget him, God would say that even a mother might forget her children who's drinking milk.Even though she may forget,
I would
not forget you.
We thank God.
to praise and thank the Lord.
那我们看大卫的事情到了这个很复杂的那个光景的底下的事。
And when we look at the events of David under these kind of very confusing conditions,
那主确实叫我们在那些复杂的环节的里头看到属灵的事情的正面和负面。
And may the Lord under these confusing circumstances let us see the spiritual matters from a positive and a negative viewpoint.
而正面的给我们看见神的管教。
And on the positive side, we can see this, the discipline of God.
负面的叫我们看见仇敌的掺杂。
And negatively, we can see that this is from the hand of Satan.
而我们就怕我们没有留意这些事情而上了仇敌。
I'm afraid that we do not pay attention to these matters, then we may fall into the deceit of the evil one.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
十六十七章是这样从简单的管教进入了复杂的属灵的征战。
Chapter 16 and 17, just simply from the discipline of God, he has entered into a confusing condition.Of spiritual warfare.
那到了十八章呢？
Now into chapter 18.
弟兄姊妹就要注意那个历史的发展了。
Brothers and sisters, you must take note of the events to take place.
那与大卫到了约旦河东。
After David went to the east of River Jordan,
他就有充分的时间来整顿他的军心。
He had enough time to arrange his forces.
然后就开始发动反攻了，用人的话来讲。
And in man's word, he's ready to counter attack.
那么在十八章的里头，
Now in chapter 18,
我们看到亚撒龙的事情就告一个段落。
We can see the end of Absalom.
因为大卫的军兵分成三队去迎战的时候，
because when David's soldiers separated into three units into war,
亚撒龙就在战场上给杀了。
Absalom was killed on the battlefield.
那上次我们已经提到，
and last time we have already made mention.
亚撒龙是他的头发给缠住在那些树枝上的上边。他就悬挂在那里。
Now when Absalom's thick hair was caught in the branches, then he was hung there.
那么结果，他就被杀了在那里。
And as a result, he was killed there.
那亚撒龙一死
，And once Absalom died,
那亚撒龙的事情就告一个段落。
Then the matters concerning Absalom came to an end.
亚撒龙死了以后，
and after the death of Absalom,
我们就看到这一个历史的发展就回复到很单纯的神的对付上面。
And we can see that the events in history goes back very purely to the discipline of God.
没有人的掺杂和没有撒旦的掺杂，掺杂在神的所做的功力。
There would be no contamination from man or Satan into the discipline of God.
但是亚撒龙的死，
but the death of Absalom,
我们要给他一个结论。
We must give that a conclusion.
亚撒龙为什么死呢？
And why did Absalom die?
将来我们都了解。
And of course we can come to understand,
因为他背逆神的旨意，
because he has rebelled against the will of God.
他忽略了神的旨意，
and he has neglected the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看看前面呢，我们看看亚撒龙的事情。
Brothers and sisters, look backwards and see the matters concerning Absalom.
在什么地方呢？亚撒龙在前边我们留意。
Let's pay attention previously.
亚撒龙是没有儿子。
Concerning Absalom, that he did not have any son.
但是亚撒龙这一个人确实非常非常的有野心。
But this person, Absalom, was very ambitious.
他还没有死以前
and before his death，
我们留意就是那记载是记载十八章，但是事情是发生在十八章以前。
That even though it's recorded in chapter 18, these matters were recorded after chapter 18.
弟兄姊妹，你注意十八章的十八节。
Pay attention to verse 18 of chapter 18.
亚撒龙活着的时候，在王谷立了一根石柱，因他说我没有儿子为我留名，他就以自己的名称那石柱叫亚撒龙柱，直到今日。
Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself a pillar which is in the king's dale, for he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance, so he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called unto this day Absalom's place.
你就看见亚撒龙这个人。
And you can see the person of Absalom.
当然他没有把大卫赶出耶路撒冷的时候，他就不可能立这一根石柱。
And of course, before he has cast David out of Jerusalem, he cannot build this pillar.
他把大卫赶出耶路撒冷以后，他就立了这根石柱。
And after he has cast David out of Jerusalem, he built this pillar.
那这一根石柱，前年我们在耶路撒冷也看到了。
And we saw this pillar also the year before in Jerusalem.
高高的一根石柱就在那个这里说王谷，这事实上那里是新嫩子谷的附近。
And even it was a very large and tall stone pillar, even though it says it's in this place, it's actually closer to another valley.
他为什么要立这个柱子呢？
And why did he want to erect this stone pillar?
他说我现在可以做王。
He says, now I can be king.
但是我没有儿子。
But I have no son.
我的王位不晓得传给谁。
I don't know where my throne is.
以后谁来做王我也不知道。
I don't know who else is going to be king.
但是我的名字却不能被人忘记。
But my name cannot be forgotten.
我必须要留名在人间。
I must leave my name on earth.
那怎么个留法呢？
How can I leave it?
就起一根亚撒龙柱。
Then he erected Absalom's place.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了这个亚撒龙，他是一个自己非常显露的人。
Brothers and sisters, now you know that Absalom is a person who manifests himself greatly.
他要做王。
He wants to be king.
但神没有这样的安排。
God did not arrange for
that. 但是他还是要做王。
But he still wants to be king.
所以你看到，在亚撒龙的里面，他根本就没有王，没有神的地位。
But in Absalom, he did not have a place for God.
所以他才胆敢去背逆、对付、抗拒神的旨意。
And that's why he dared to rebel and to deal with and to go against the will of God.
那么另外从人那一方面来看呢？
Now from man's view,
弟兄姊妹，你可以看到一件事情。
You can see one matter.
那是亚撒龙的外表。
And that is the appearance of Absalom.
也难怪他那样的看自己看得那么重要。
And it's hard to not understand why he looks at himself so importantly.
我们看看翻回去看看十四章的25节到26节。
Now let's turn back to chapter 14, verses 25 and 26.
以色列全地之中无人像亚撒龙那样俊美，得人的称赞，从早顶到头顶，早底到头顶毫无瑕疵。他的头发甚重，每到年底剪发一次，所剪下来的按王的平称一称，重200舍克勒。
That's verses 25
and 26. 哦，天下第一美男子啊。
And he is the most handsomest man on earth.
特别是在那一把头发上面。
And especially that beautiful set of hair.
这是他可以自豪的。
And this is something he can be prideful of.
是不是啊？
Of himself.
就是亚撒龙就是这样的人。
And this is the kind of person Absalom is.
他外表是这样，实际也是这样。
And this is how he is on the appearance, and actually he is the same way.
所以上次我们提到，那亚撒龙死在什么场合呢？
So we mentioned, how did Absalom die?
死在谁的手里呢？
And in whose hands did, was he killed?
外面看来是给约押杀的。
On the surface, it seems like he was killed by Joab.
实际是死在他自己的头发上。
But in fact, he died because of his hair.
他夸耀他自己的头发。
He was boastful about his hair.
结果头发就要了他的命。
But his hair took his life.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
用这个应该不是中国人的话，是《红楼梦》这本小说上的一句话。
And this may not be a Chinese saying, but recorded in the Red Chambers.
聪明反被聪明误。
That you get outsmarted because of your wit.
我们套过来说是自负反被自负误。
And we can change that to say that because of your conceitedness, then you fall under that trap.
但是你回到哥林多前书的一章里面去呢
But when you return to 1 Corinthians
哎，你就看见神老早就指出了
God has already pointed this out from long ago
实际上在人眼中给看为是愚拙
And in man's eyes the cross is despised as being foolish
神就叫那些聪明人中了自己聪明人的诡计
And God would cause the wise to fall under their own scheme
神就用作那人看为愚拙的十字架来做人拯救的方法
and God would use the cross which man deems as foolish to be the salvation
人以为这个是愚拙的事情
and man would deem this as foolish
神说这是唯一的救法
but God says this is the only way for
salvation 你要是维持你自己自以为聪明
and if you were to sustain that you are smart
那你就没有得着救赎的可能
then you would not be able to be saved
你真要得着救赎
and if you're to gain redemption
你必须放下你以为自以为的聪明
you must put down what you would consider as smart
弟兄姊妹们这是亚撒龙的结局
and this is the end result of Absalom brothers and sisters
我们感谢神
we thank God
我们上一次不是提到了吗
did we not make mention of this last time
大卫前半生有一个万面的扫罗
That in the first half of David's life, he had Saul.
大卫的下半生有一个里面的亚撒龙。
And in the second half of David's life, he had an Absalom.
在属灵的预表上，两个都是说到人的肉体。
And spiritually speaking, these two speak of the flesh.
而一个肉体是显在外头。
And one flesh is manifested on the appearance.
一个血体是显在人的生命里。
And the other manifestation of this flesh is within man's life.
虽然在他们的亲属的关系上是有这样的一个表现
and this was manifested in their blood relations.
但是肉体的原则，不管它是外面来还是里面来，都是一个。
But the principle of the flesh, no matter if it's from external or internal, is still one.
高举自己。
It is to boast of the self
只信任自己
to only trust the self
不给神有地位
would not give ground to God
不让神有地位
would not allow ground to God
结果呢
and the result
体贴肉体的就是死
to be mindful of the flesh is death
不管是什么人
no matter who it is
体贴肉体那个结局就是死
and to be mindful of the sinful nature
唯有体贴生体贴圣灵的才是生命和平安
and to be mindful of the spirit is life and joy
那我们看到亚撒龙死
and when we see Absalom die
那亚撒龙被办的事情就算是过去了
then the matter of Absalom's result comes to an end
神对大卫的管教也在这一件事上的管教也可以说是过去了
and the discipline of God to David regarding this matter you can say it has come to an end also
但是大卫对神对大卫的造就还不停在这里
but the building up of God to David does not end here
因为因着亚撒龙的事情又引发出大卫隐藏在他里头的那一个肉体的感情还没有完全的给破碎
Now because of what happened to Absalom it reveals to us deep within David's heart that his feelings have not been completely dealt with.
所以神在亚沙龙死了以后, 必须让大卫在那里, 接受这一个拆毁。
So after Absalom's death, God allowed for David to remain there to continue to strip him.
那我们今天晚上不祈祷了,
we won't come into this today.
我们下一次我们再看大卫在这一次里面继续接受的神的拆毁。
And we'll continue to look into this next week, God's stripping of David.
我们今天晚上就交通到这里。We'll
end our sharing here tonight.
今天晚上的交通啊，这好像我自己个人要觉得很复杂。
I myself personally feel tonight's sharing is very confusing.
从昨天到今天,
from yesterday to today,
我默默在那里仰望神的时候，我就明明对神说：“我真不会交通这一段的事情。”
And I quietly meditated before God and said to him, I truly do not know how to share about this matter.
我说主啊，你自己来，让弟兄姐妹们听明白。
I said to the Lord, Lord, you, may you let the brothers and sisters understand yourself.
但如今我还是要说这样的话。
And even to now, I must say the same words.
那让主借着圣灵给我们明白，他在这一段历史里面要向我们说的话。
May God use the Holy Spirit to let us to understand the words He has to say regarding this history.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们请一两位领我们。
We ask one or two to lead us in prayer.